The Alaska Marine Highway System is closing bars on state ferries, a move that State Department of Transportation officials say will save about $750,000 a year. According to the DOT, the ferry bars lose money every year, and closing them will help limit other potential reductions in service. Spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the biggest savings will be in salaries, but no current employees will lose their jobs.
Crew members that serve or work in the bars currently, they'll be put at other positions, and then those positions just wouldn't be hired in this for the summer and then through the next winter.
Six state ferries have bar service: the Kennecott, the Matanuska, the Columbia, the Tustamina, the Malaspina, and the Taku. The bar closure dates will vary depending on when they're scheduled for their spring overhaul. Woodrow says bar lounges will be offered as additional general lounge areas. The bars themselves will be closed off but not removed in case the state decides to offer that service again in the future. Even though the bars will be closed, passengers 21 and older will be able to purchase beer and wine in the cafeteria areas during scheduled meal service times. Woodrow says how that will work has not yet been determined.
That's something the department's going to be working on as these ships enter into their overhaul status, and they'll be working on the ship and finding a safe place, but also a convenient place to be able to store the beer and wine so that when passengers are purchasing their meals, they can also purchase a beer or a wine to go along with their meal.
Woodrow says the first ship due for an overhaul is the Kennecott in March. The last one is the Taku, which is scheduled for June.